Good evening, family. What up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Renetta Barber, and tonight we celebrate Divas. Happy New Year once again. What a week it's been. Sending out all kind of well wishes to everyone who is under the weather, including me and my husband. But I'm getting better. But I can't recall ever having so many friends battling colds and flus at the same time. So get well, everybody, because it's time for us to armor up as we embark on a rather perilous upcoming 4 years. I'm going to take it like the first 100 days, and then we'll see. Still hard to believe, but I'm ready to be about it and not just talk about it. But right now, it's time to have a good time with some of the ladies that I know you love, starting with the sweetest taboo.
Thank you.
That was the beautiful, magnificent Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald with On My Own. Before that, the beautiful Phyllis Hyman with Somewhere in My Lifetime. And we started with the sexy Sade, her sexy self, Sweetest Taboo. I'm dedicating tonight's show to President and First Lady Obama, thanking them for everything they've done for our country over these past 8 years. There's only 11 days left. And people are already crying, but I know that they're going to do magnificent things going forward. There's no doubt about that. So thank you again, and I will love you both for the rest of my life. And with that, I have a little food for thought. Time decides who you meet in your life. Your heart decides who you want in your life. And your behavior decides who stays in your life. Step, the Queen of Soul.
Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way. Thank you. liquor turns to flame and passion rises high. I have no choice but to carry the torch. Come here. Let me make it all right. I'm gonna ring for you, babe.
That was the wonderful Anita Baker with Sweet Love. Before that, Tina Marie, If I Were a Bell. And we started with the one and only Aretha Franklin's Ain't No Way. I want to give a shout out to the main man who pays the bills for this station. Shaki is under the weather, and we need you to get well, my brother, because we got stuff to do in 2017. So lifting you up, speedy recovery. Love you much. I want to also just remind everybody that it's truly time to get your priorities in order. Our country is in flux, and we're going to have to rise up as a people and constructively hold folks accountable. No more talking about it. You got to be about it. That's the bottom line. And also a shout out to the E. Waters Show. Ed Waterford invited me to be on his show last night, and it was women versus men and what we think about them and what they think about us. And it was rather interesting, to say the least. Kind of feisty, but in a good way. Anyway, I hope you're loving the music I'm sending you. I hope you're feeling it. I hope everybody's in a good place right now. I'm going to take it up just a little notch, just one time, with Miss Etta James.
Say you love me.
Say you love me.
Say. we will never grow old. Sometimes the going will get a little tough, and I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
Someone
control, but at night I come home and turn the key. There's nobody there, no one cares for me. Oh, what's the sense of trying hard to find your dreams without someone to share it with? Tell me, what does it mean? I wanna run to you. I wanna run to you. Won't you hold?
That was the incomparable Whitney Houston with Run to You. Still miss her so much. Before that, our sweet Natalie Cole, another one I'm missing. Dang. Singing the DJ Rogers classic, Say You Love Me. And we started with the so fierce Miss Etta James and Tell Mama. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. Thank you once again for the continued support and the great feedback. I so appreciate it. Continue to stay in touch by hitting me up on Facebook, email me at withasong@aol.com, and follow me on Twitter and Instagram. A little more food for thought. Letting people make more withdrawals than deposits in your life leaves you out of balance and in the negative, so know when to close the account. Right now, I'm feeling a little golden. How about you?
Around my neck. A frown.
his dreams are choking. And because he stands alone, his dreams will die. So children, to ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. So what about the children? Remember when we were children? And if not, cared enough to show us, where would we be today? Sir, where is your son? Where lies his refuge? And if he can't come to you, then where? Such a foolish girl, yet still she's your daughter. And if you will just reminisce your days of young, you see it's not where you've been or what you've done, because ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. Yes, what about the children? My children. And if not for those who loved us and who cared show us, where would we be today? What about the children? Don't just turn and walk away. What about the children? They need our love and our help today.
Oh my God, I love that song so much. That was the magnificent Yolanda Adams singing the B.B. Winans composition, What About the Children? One of my favorite lyrics in that song, remember when we were children, and if not for those who loved us and who cared enough to show us, where would we be today? God, I love that. Before that, the classic Neither One of Us by Gladys Knight. and we started with the glorious Jill Scott's Golden. I want to give a shout out real quick to the president of the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, Ms. Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who's the first woman and African-American to be the president of that organization. I have a feeling that this year's Oscars are not going to be so white. I was fortunate to see a number of movies this past month. I mean, just outstanding acting from so many people, but the movies that stuck with me was South Side with You, Almost Christmas, Mr. Church, Senses, Hidden Figures, Lion, and Manchester by the Sea. Every one of those movies was fantastic and well worth spending your dollars to go see. Extraordinary stuff. So before I close, I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore, but the one thing I think all of us can do is try to be kinder to one another. It doesn't cost anything to be nice. And we're at a place right now where while we're suiting up to fight the good fight, which we fight the fight, still need to be kinder to each other. And I want to give a shout out to my daddy, James Ornette Barber. Some people used to call him J.O., and some people called him Jimmy. He was my daddy, but J.O. used to always tell me that he loved me madly. So to all of you, love you madly. Thank you for everything. Here's to 2017. We're going to be strong, and we're going to... Okay? Okay. I'm being silly. I love you guys. See ya.